is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations chief has launched a $397 million appeal to help nearly 5 million survivors of last week's devastating earthquake in rebel-held northwest Syria, who have received very little assistance. Secretary General Antonio Guterres announced the appeal a day after he welcomed an agreement between the UN and Syria's president to open two new crossing points from Turkey to deliver aid. Guterres said the scale of the devastation caused by the earthquake that ravaged southern Turkey and northwestern Syria on February 6th, quote, is one of the worst in recent memory, end quote. The combined death toll now surpasses 41,000 people. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 5.7 earthquake has struck near the New Zealand capital, Wellington, as the nation grapples with widespread landslides and flooding days after a cyclone. New Zealand's National Emergency Management Center tweeted that the quake on Wednesday was widely felt in the North Island. This comes as New Zealand recovers from that devastating cyclone. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says it left a devastating wake of extensive flooding and landslides and has claimed at least four lives. Police have grave concerns for other residents who remain unaccounted for. Scotland's leader, Nicola Sturgeon, resigned after 8-plus years on the job. She told a room full of reporters that she was proud to be the first female and longest-serving incumbent in office, and she said she's known from the beginning when it would be time to leave.
In my head and in my heart, I know that time is now, that it is right for me, for my party, and for the country.
She said she will remain in office until a successor is elected. This is VOA News. The European Union